Some things make me glad I'm not an Old Testament priest, and the first reading is one of them. And then you had this, so with leprosy, it's contagious, and we've cured it, but it was contagious, and so people would have to stay away, you know, from the community. It was difficult. But there was one person that this leper knew he should not stay away from. And he goes to Jesus, and he seeks the hand of God. And he seeks God with faith, and he does it boldly, and he is healed. That's what Jesus does, so that now this person won't be like have this contagious leprosy, but will go back into the community and, you know, now, well, he doesn't exactly obey Jesus, but instead of spreading leprosy, he's spreading the word of God. And he's not necessarily supposed to do it the way he's doing it, but he still is proclaiming the gospel, talking about Jesus. Now, that the side note is that did make it harder for Jesus to do his ministry because everyone was swarming around him. But this guy knew he had faith, he had boldness, and he sought God, and Jesus did what he asked for. Now, when we seek God, the way that we do that, we see a lot of scripture is about how do we seek him, and how do we seek him? I was talking a few weeks ago about this divine game of hide and seek between God searching for us and us hiding from God ever since Genesis 3 with Adam and Eve sin in the garden, you know, and then they hide from God and God's like, where are you? I mean, he knows where they are, but why are you hiding is the question. And so there's this part where God is seeking us and we're hiding from him. And then there's this part where we're seeking God. And in a way, God does hide himself, not to play a game, not to avoid being found, but so that we will seek him with our whole heart. It's an interesting thing. And so here it's man seeking God. And he does want us to do that. I had a sense this week, sometimes when I'm praying, I get the sense for what many people in the parish should be doing. I don't know about all, but I had a sense that God wants us to seek his face through the night. Well, those three words, through the night, might be for you, they might be for someone else. Doesn't mean you're going to have to do an all-night vigil. But it does mean that time where you don't have any place to be. So seeking God while you're on your way to work is great. Seeking God while you're at work is great. Seeking God, you know, in the midst of I need an answer is really good. But he actually wants us to seek him in times where we're not in a hurry, we're not doing something else, we don't need something from him. We're just seeking his face. So let me make a distinction between the hand of God and the face of God. Seeking the hand of God, this is actually in a praise and worship song. I don't remember who it's by or what the name was, but there's this one line. It's, I don't know if the song's 10 or 20 years old. It's asking forgiveness from God for seeking his hand, but not his face. So seeking God's hand would be like asking God to do something for you, like the leper does. It's good. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Seeking the hand of God would be asking God to change my circumstances, change my situation. Or maybe I need an answer. Please give me an answer for what I should do. Or I need this favor. Could you please do this for me? And some of them are big favors, some of them are small favors, but we're seeking the hand of God, the powerful intervention of the Almighty to do something for us. One of those great examples was from yesterday, was the feast day of Saint Scholastica, who was Saint Benedict's twin sister. And I don't know what you know about Saint Benedict, but who knows about the Saint Benedict medal? Okay, it's kind of like, it's got this exorcism prayer on it. Saint Benedict was super powerful and he battled the Prince of Darkness and by the power of God, you know, defeated the Prince of Darkness. But you know who was more powerful than him? His twin sister. So he was a priest, she was a nun, and they There was one night, this story from the Office of Readings yesterday and on her feast day is, that there was a night where there were a couple of priests and a couple of nuns having dinner together. Scholastica and Benedict are there, you know, brother and sister catching up, talking about the spiritual life. And they probably didn't get to do that very much at all, because if you're in a convent or in a monastery, you don't really leave much, and you're always supposed to spend the night in your own room. They call it a cell in religious life. And it's very strict and regimented in most religious orders. You know, you're always going to wear a habit. You know, you're always going to sleep here. You're always going to do these things. And so he's supposed to go back to his monastery, and she wants him to stay. She wants him to stay because their conversation is so great. So he says, no, I got to go. So she bows her head and prays. And the story goes that immediately thunder and lightning and this incredible thunderstorm, incredible rain, I don't know what else, hit. And he and his brother priest stayed there. And they talked through the night with, she got to talk through the night with her brother. And he said, why'd you do that? And she said, well, I asked you and you said no. And I asked God and he said yes. She's seeking the hand of God. Is it more powerful that it's Saint Scholastica? Yes. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man avail much. So yeah, it does matter. But we aren't here to evaluate how holy am I? What, Lord, what do I rate with you? Because it's not like that. I mean, we don't want to be like, well, I'm holy enough to get this, but not that. You know, it's just seeking God's hand is good. So that's the story of seeking God's hand. But seeking God's face would be, not do this for me, please, but how do you see me right now? Am I doing what is pleasing to you? Imagine the face of God looking at you. And God loves all of us infinitely and equally and doesn't, he couldn't love you more than what he loves you with infinite love. And yet God is not equally pleased with all of us. God is not equally pleased with me from one day to the next, or you from one day to the next. Seeking the face of God would be saying, Lord, am I doing what is pleasing to you? How do you see me right now? And we always have to remember that when we do that, he always looks at us with great love. Even if we might not be doing what is entirely pleasing to him. And if you have children, I think you know this better than me, how you can love somebody very much and at the same time give a stern look to them because they are taking yet another cookie, because they lied about taking another cookie, because you know you have to discipline them. And now I'm not saying we're like God. He's a perfect father. He is the only one. But it's this desire to see God's face look at us with that approval, that I'm so pleased with what you are doing. I'm so pleased with how you are doing it. But it's even more than that. Seeking the face of God is seeking intimacy and relationship. It's seeking to know him and to really, aside from what he can do for me, I just love him. I just want him. I don't actually need anything other than him. That's the favor that I want is him. Psalm 16 talks about this. The Lord himself is my portion and my prize. It's not like, Lord, please give me this other thing that's not you. Seeking the face of God is, Lord, I want you. More than anything else, I want you. God wants us to seek his face. Lord, what are your dispositions? What are your intentions? What's on your heart? When you intercede for people, when you pray, do you ever stop and say, Lord, I know what I wanted to bring to you. I wanted to pray for these things. Seeking your hand, please help so-and-so. Please, I want to pray for so-and-so. Lord, could you help him with this? Okay, that's seeking the hand of God. Now, Lord, what do you want? How do you want me to pray? Who do you want me to intercede for? What's on your heart? What's on your agenda? That's seeking the face of God. And I was doing this the other day and realized how much of the time where I think I'm seeking the face of God, I'm actually just, I need an answer for him because I have to make a decision about something. or I need this information because I don't know. What should I preach on? Well, I better do a holy hour and ask God. You know, not every holy hour should be, Lord, what should I give a talk on over here? How do I witness to so-and-so? Those are good conversations, but it could be seeking his hand, but not his face. We want to do both. We want to do both. And this invitation from the Lord, as I was seeking his face and realizing, oh, I don't do this enough. I don't do this enough. I don't do this as often as I think I do. It's really a way of loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I got a sense, like I said, that the Lord wants the parish, us, to do that. We can't seek the face of God if we're just trying to get an answer or just trying to get a favor. We should always do that. Okay, that's good. And then, Lord, what's on your heart? Well, I want to know what you would say. I don't need to know. It's not because I need something. I just want you. And I want to be in relationship with you. I want to be close to you. I want to know you. If you love someone, you want to know what every look on their face means. You're always interested in that. It's kind of like that. And to say that he wants us to seek him through the night, what I think that meant, that's what I heard him say, I think that meant was like there's a time later in the evening where you don't have a billion things you have to do right now. And take a little time then. And also, some of you can't sleep all the way through the night. And I occasionally can't do that. So what I do is I go do a holy hour in the chapel. You know what happens after you do a holy hour in the chapel? You're sleepy. That's the best. It's better than counting sheep. And I actually do think that sometimes the Lord will wake people up, specifically to pray. But if we're there and we're not sleeping and we don't have, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I don't need to pray. Perfect. Praying when we don't need to might be just another quick definition of what does it mean to seek the face of God? Praying when you don't need to. It's not your agenda that you're bringing. It's the Lord's. And there are many scriptures about meditating on the law of the Lord day and night or blessing the Lord through the night. There are some psalms about that. And as the Lord gives you an opportunity to seek his face or to do it through the night or maybe to do it early in the morning, as the Lord gives you the opportunity, do it. This leper went with great faith before the Lord, and the Lord, moved with pity, did a powerful thing. As we come to him in great trust, we want to seek that, seeking both the hand of God and the face of God.